from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All righty. Hey, don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Matt Simons along with Daryl, the Guru Johnson. And don't forget to listen at 5:11 today. That's in a little over an hour. It's your last opportunity to win yourself an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. 5:11 in a little more than an hour. Guru and I are talking about the Niners, and look, there's no way around it. He's not wrong, and I'm not wrong. I just don't like the all or nothing, even though I understand that the expectation is the 49ers have to break through. But like the one thing that I've always been, Goo, a long game guy. I've always kind of played the long game. And here's one thing that I think is in a way unfair. But I get it. It's pro sports. What I'm hearing from 49er fans is that if they don't win it this year, okay, what Super Bowl or bust, that phrase. Okay, so you're telling me that Brock Purdy, who's 24 years old, okay, and he's been a starting quarterback for a year and a half in the NFL, like, this is a make or break year for him. He must win a Super Bowl this year. And I guess my question would be, like, if he doesn't, why would the window close if you have something in Brock Purdy that you've never had in the Kyle Shanahan era, which is, finally, we got our franchise quarterback. Like, the way I look at it is, of course, we want to win it this year. But if we don't, and Purdy's our guy, we're going to be knocking on the door for the next 4 or 5 years. I just don't like, it must happen this year, or we're never going to have another chance again. I don't believe that.
Okay, and you know what? Now I got to step back and come at you this way, because you're speaking your truth. And it's not the San Francisco Purdy's. It's the San Francisco 49ers. And we heard Trent Williams at the end of last season, before the playoffs started, Stoney, I don't know if you remember this, he said, this is the last chance for this group is currently constructed. So now there's a theme. And the theme for the Niners is bigger than Brock Purdy is Kyle ever going to get it done? That doesn't end regardless of what culminates this year with this season. But Steiny, you do know in this age of social media and talking heads that that's the theme until they and Kyle and the Niners actually get it done. So it's not Brock Purdy's running out of time, but Trent Williams is 36 years old. We don't know his future. So you kind of want them to get it done because he's been a great Niner now. So what I'm trying to just demonstrate and tell you is the talk is going to continue and get louder and louder and louder each season they don't get it done.
And I'm telling you, I think that's irrelevant. The noise from outside.
The Niners are telling you it's real.
And well, that's inside the locker room.
Yeah, but Kyle came out and said, we're not coaching for 3 or 4 years for down the road. We're trying to get it done now. And that's why, me being the fan of the show, I think fans can appreciate that. Tomorrow is not promise mentality.
What I'm saying is no fan can put more pressure on a player than the player can put on himself. And there's a difference between the 49ers feeling pressure to get something done in that locker room, which is important, and the pressure some fans are trying to put on them, saying, if we don't win it this year, it's a failure. It's like, with all due respect, what happens inside that locker room, to me, matters, and the noise from the outside. Right. Do you think, like, here's the other thing. I keep hearing this. I'm not saying you're wrong, or not you, people are wrong. Boy, there's a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan. He doesn't feel any more pressure this year than he did 3 years ago. I don't believe that for one minute.
Okay, I do.
He feels like, he's going to get fired?
No.
But exactly.
I believe he knows, and he's not like you running from, okay, there's a theme here. We've gotten close. We've had good fortune. We've earned that good fortune. But Steiny, week one against the Jets, something could go bad. It could be an injury. And guess what?
Well, that's not going to be his fault.
But it's not about fault. It's just another year that went by, and okay, the Niners don't hoist up the trophy.
Well, let me tell you this.
That's what this is about.
Let me tell you what would be more disappointing. Like, if they suffer an injury early in the year and they go 8-9 and don't make the playoffs, nobody's going to be disappointed. Because it was by injury.
A whole fan base will be. It's not, you're going on blame. It won't be blame. It'll be another year of, we did not take advantage when we got through a season with health, wealth, and we had the lead. That's what this is about. It's not the blame game. It's just about, when is this team going to win its next? And they've gotten closer.
And what I'm saying is,
all day long,
deal with the reality that you might not win one. Because if you make that your reality, which is the reality, right, that they might not win one, then if and when they win one, you're not going to be like, well, we should have won one 3 years ago. It's like, no, it's like, here's the other thing. We just played that Steph Curry from yesterday. And what did he say? Winning is hard. Man, winning a title is hard. It's hard. It's hard. Steve Young, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. But like, I sometimes think we as fans don't take them at their word. It's hard. It's really hard. And so they got there twice. They didn't get it done. It's not going to make this year any more or less hard. Like, it's not easy.
Hey, you keep, and those two guys had mentioned that have got it done. They closed the deal. One of the guys closed the deal 4 times. I feel like you're omitting the other pain. The other pain in those the NFC Championship losses. Like, you're just blowing past. Those hurt, too. That's all a part of this.
I know
you told me at the beginning of the show,
they're irrelevant.
But you don't play. You don't coach. So
right.
I don't feel like you could feel that way. That doesn't make you right. These dudes are putting it on the line, and you keep focused. You're fixated on Brock and his age and his newness. How about you have that same energy for a guy that's 4 years away from 40 that might retire? You said that an hour ago in Trent Williams. So I don't need to tell you Trent is all in, and they're trying to win it for him. They're all, you know what I mean?
What I'm saying is that the fact that they've lost 2 Super Bowls, it doesn't matter coming into this year. They, if anything, losing 2 Super Bowls for the guys who were on both teams, it's probably a positive from a motivational factor. Like, we keep looking at it like, how many times are we going to talk about them losing two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. It's like they understand that, and I fully believe that probably works to their benefit coming into this year because they're, I mean, ideally, they're more hungry now than they've ever been because they haven't gotten past it. But real quick, okay. Steve Young, we played some Steve Young earlier in the show, and he talked about how the 49ers may have missed their window. 2 days after that, he came on with Willard and Dibs. And because of that sound that we played earlier, it was pretty, it was pretty strong. Willard revisited it with Young and asked him to expand a little bit. Take a listen.
Steve, you won't know this, but over the last 48 hours after we last spoke to you, I asked you what was the pressure like for this coming 49er year, and you immediately said the pressure was last year, and we've been like replaying this sound clip because I think it grabbed a lot of 49er fans and made them sort of wonder, Is the window starting to close a little bit? What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that, the really great organizations, the window never actually closes. It can narrow and then widen and narrow. And so, as we talked about the other day, if you want these names to win a Super Bowl, then it's a limited window. Mm. And that's narrowing. And narrowing quickly, because as you got to go pay Brock, it's going to change. And so those names the jerseys you're wearing today that you love are not going to be the jerseys if you're going to win a Super Bowl in a couple of 3 years, which is still possible because it doesn't close. It just depends on who you draft to replace those guys that you're wearing their jersey that you end up wearing that new person's jersey in a couple of 3 years. That's the 49ers challenge, and the teams that do that stay around the top for a long time. And I think that with Kyle's offense, John's vision, Jed's ownership, we can stay in that mix. And then you could say, faithful should not panic. We have an infrastructure to, the window will not close. It's just, again, the guys that you love, if you want them all to win a Super Bowl, it's not either last year or this year, right? It just has to happen.
For these guys.
Yeah.
And let me just throw this out there. What if just because of the circumstance, Brock Purdy is like Kuminga, okay? And Kuminga is like, what if Brock Purdy just isn't ready right now to win a Super Bowl? If 4 years from now, if you could define it this way, he's not quite a Super Bowl quarterback right now because he's only played a year and a half. But you know what? Let him get a couple more seasons under his belt, couple more tough losses, couple more big wins, and he will be a different, better, more capable of winning a Super Bowl quarterback in 4 years.
Totally get that.
Okay.
But you're looking at that from one vantage point, and that's Brock Purdy's.
Right.
What about... And we talked about this.
Well,
what about...
Then there's a two-timeline thing.
Okay.
He's not ready. Like, Kuminga and Pods aren't ready to help Curry. Let's say Curry never won a title, and he was running out of time, like Trent Williams. Unfortunately, the nature of the game might be, now we might have a little too much youth at important positions, so we might have to wait a couple years.
I'm not running from that. But also, what about the contract, the money component?
That's a factor.
Ayuk or
Absolutely.
Debo is one of them. One of them might not be here.
Okay.
And what are they going to say about their tenure? We were in San Francisco. We were dominant, damn it. This assuming they don't win this year.
Right.
But we got close and we didn't get it done. So I'm not mad at the Brock Purdy comp, but I can't lie to myself and act like I didn't know what I watched in Vegas for 60 minutes. And it was 60-50. The Brock Purdy and the Niners had a chance to get that done. That's all. So
right.
It's all on what are you, the two timeline things, Donnie. And that's why I feel like they're on one line, because things change as far as roster construction, contracts. And that's why I feel like the Niners have had that Curry and Clay and Dre run, but they haven't got the jewelry.
Okay, well, what if I tell you, maybe this isn't the right time because Kittle's getting older. Trent Williams is past his prime. McCaffrey might be a little bit on the downside. And unfortunately, Purdy's not where he needs to be right now.
I wouldn't believe that because my eyes are showing me Trent's still an all-pro. McCaffrey's
still
special.
Trent did not have his best year last year. Trent Williams did not have his best.
He was an all-pro.
He made more mistakes last year than I've ever seen him make.
He had a bad Super Bowl.
Okay.
He did have a
– well,
but –
I'm just saying.
He's your second most important player going into this year.
Okay, but.
And that's why I'm just, the urgency for me, and if I, the urgency for me, and I believe fans, is you want this group to get it done.
Well, why, okay, why, let me ask you this. Yeah. Steve Young just said, don't panic. How come fans are panicking?
Steve Young was doing damage control, and I wasn't born yesterday. He knows his real thoughts were 2 days ago, and everybody went crazy, and he did what he had to come back and do a State of the Union. And Willard followed up, but he couldn't do the Ernie Banks, the doubleheader of, Doug, get under the desk. But, hey, I'm not saying he was lying, but the real Steve Young was 2 days prior to that sound.
Okay.
But
now, you would never let me get away with that. Ever in a million years.
I do it daily.
No, you don't. You say,
oh
you don't,
goodness.
You would say, you don't know that. You do not know Steve Young was telling the truth the first time and not telling the truth the
would
second.
Would you look at me
come
and
on.
Think, so you think Steve doesn't know that sound previously made the rounds and he kind of thought about it like, damn, some fans might not, and even the organization that loves me and I love them, they might think, I think this thing might be over.
I think the
so
only,
he came and put some.
I think the only thing he clarified was what he meant to clarify, which is the window for Kittle. And McCaffrey.
And isn't
and
that
Trent.
All that matters right now? That's what you should be focused on this season.
Right. But
nothing I'm, more.
Right.
We got to get it done now.
But the 49ers management is more concerned with being excellent this year and making sure that they're okay the next 5 years as Trent Williams retires, as they lose George Kittle. So I look at this year coming up as it's another opportunity. They look like a pretty damn good team. But I'll tell you what, who's to say the year after they might not be better than they
and
are
I'm
this
not
past
saying,
year?
I'm not telling you that can't be the case. But I do know this. Come Monday Night Football against the Jets week one, the world is looking, forget just the Bay, because it don't work like that. The world is looking at this Niner team and roster construction. Is this going to be a, what word am I looking for, Stani? A run that didn't culminate in a chip.
It might be, but it doesn't mean they can't win a chip in 2 years.
Gotcha. But that would be disappointing for
of
one.
Of course it would.
Yeah, that's all.
Like,
I guess
I'm not
that's
saying
what,
it's right. not going to be disappointing.
It sounds like it, but if you
what
can
I'm,
say that, then that then
what
we're
I'm saying,
good.
What I'm saying is, fans have, like, this Super Bowl or bust mentality puts a fan in a frame of mind that's not positive. Like, think about it,
and they almost lost the first against Green Bay.
Think about it. And this is what I mean. We're not talking about the Durant-Curry Warriors. I think you look at in basketball, in the end, that was the best team. They were levels above every other team. And if you were, and because it's the NBA, I think if you're an NBA fan or a Warrior fan, you were like, we should win it this year. We are head and shoulders the best team in football.
Will you meet me halfway
basketball.
After and Sunday night when they destroyed Dallas? Wasn't it just, even Kansas City who was struggling.
Oh, no, don't do this.
Can't you say the streets were saying the Niners were by far the best team in the NFL what? After week five when they just embarrassed Dallas who we thought
what
might
week
still,
was that?
Week five.
When did they beat Dallas?
Week five.
Who cares if they're the best team in week five? The Warriors are like the Denver Nuggets were the best team in the NBA in February. They weren't in you know, when the playoffs started, the Minnesota Timberwolves, like, they might not have been great the first 6 weeks of the season. Like, I don't care who the best team is week five, because you still got 12 games to play.
But you should already know with the success they had the prior season and Brock Purdy get knocked out that game in the championship game that they had a stellar roster and team. That's why I'm like, I don't know how to get excited for the Niners
exactly.
week five
exactly.
because they're so good. I know they're good, Stani. But what's scary is we're starting to assume health and we're starting to assume we're going to get to the, oh, what if they don't make it? You know what? Like I did with the Warriors. And I know they weren't. I assumed they were going to be a playoff team. Guess what, Goo? Things change and happen. bad fortune, and you don't even get to what you assume was going to happen.
Nobody's assuming. That's the point. Mm. The people who assume, they're the ones that...
Vegas has the Niners to win it. I'm just throwing that out there. That's based on something.
Well, they're not the favorites. The Chiefs are the favorites.
In the NFC.
Okay.
All right. But that's based on something.
That's based on...
the last 5 years.
Now. Like the 49ers could start 3-1, and somebody will start 4-0 and look great, and all of a sudden, that week... the Eagles will be more favored than the Niners if they look dominant. Let's quick squeeze somebody in, Goo. Pete, right. Peter's in San Mateo. What's up, Peter? How you doing, man?
Pete.
Steiny and Guru, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Steiny, I got to disagree with you, man. You're overly rational right now, and I appreciate Guru sticking up for the fans.
That's fair.
Wait, how do you mean we can't expect a Super Bowl? We were a half a dozen plays from putting two more chips in the, you know, next to the rest of the trophies. We had Kansas City on the ropes twice, mm-hmm. and we let them off the hook. So when you're that close and you have the lead and you let it slip away, how can you say that us as fans that, A, we feel like we should have had those and we didn't get them, and B, that we shouldn't expect to be there and get one soon?
Here's why. Because in football, me personally, I don't believe what happened in the last 5 years matters. It hurts, yes, but now we're coming into 2024, all right? And the 49ers, to me, are a really good team, along with about 6 or 8 good teams. And maybe there'll be a surprise good team. And then maybe some of the teams you thought were going to be really good won't be very good. What I'm saying is, if I, like, this is the way I don't want to tell people how to be a fan, but to me, they're 0-0 right now. You can
that's the truth.
You can give me all the odds you want. You can say, well, we lost twice to the Chiefs and we punted it away. Like, to me, that doesn't matter anymore. What matters is you still think you're the best team in the NFC. You still think you can compete with the best teams in the NFC and maybe the best teams in the AFC. So let's start the season, see how it goes, and hopefully as the season moves along, we become a we become a Super Bowl contender, and we'll take another shot at it. The only thing I'm, and Peter, thanks for, I'll get back to you in a second. Like, I just, the idea that something is final after this year, if it doesn't happen, is what I take the long approach view on.
I understand each season is its own story, but as a fan, I expect them to be there. They got the best team. They consistently put the best team on the field every Sunday or on a Thursday or on a Monday. And I want my Niners not only to get back in the Super Bowl, but get the chip this coming season because, damn it, as fans, we deserve it and we got it coming.
Yeah. And Peter, I don't want to rub the bruise, but I'm going to say this. There's micro and macro, and Steiny is focused on the micro. The macro is the loss to the Ravens in the Super Bowl that some will never get over. You follow that up with the 19th Super Bowl where you're up 10. Steiny, it's like torture, and there's 3 of them now. And if you let me add the 2 NFC championship games, there's 5. Like, like that. So pain doesn't subside.
Would you rather not have gone to the postseason all 5 of those years?
That doesn't take away you understand the pain.
Right.
It's bigger than just 1 year. Right. It's when are we going to be able to get that relief?
Yeah, okay. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. Don't forget, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey today. Listen at 5:11 to myself and Goo. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.